tried to force myself to relax. It didn't work out the way I'd hoped. Instead of feeling unclenched and less angry, I only felt tired. Oh, Murph, too many people get hurt. Sometimes I feel like no matter how fast I react, it doesn't make any difference.
You're talking about these killings now, she said.
Them two.
It isn't your fault, Harry, Murphy said in a steady voice. Once you've done everything you can't do any more. There's no sense in beating yourself up over it.
Yeah.
That's what the counselors keep telling me, she said. She regarded me thoughtfully. It's easier to see their point when I'm looking at you, though.
Thing is, Murph, I said, what if I could do more?
Like what? She asked.
I don't know. Something to deter these murdering animals.
Something like New Mexico.
Jesus. I didn't want to think about that. I rubbed at the fresh headache sprouting between my eyebrows.
Murphy gave me a minute more to decide if I wanted to talk about it. When I stayed quiet, she asked, "Time to go up?" Her voice had lightened, nudging us away from the topic. I nodded and tried to ease up on my tone.
"Yeah. If my leg bones haven't been deformed by this torture chamber you drive."
I opened the door and hauled myself out, stretching. I hadn't yet shut the door when I saw the woman walking down the street toward the apartment building. She was tall, lean, her hair cut shorter than mine. She wore no makeup, none at all, and time had not been kind to her stark features. She looked a lot different the last time I'd seen her. Back then, Helen Beckett had been naked and holding a dainty little .22-caliber revolver, and she'd shot me in the hip. She and her husband had gone down when a fledgling black sorcerer named Victor Sells had been introduced to his own killer creations, courtesy of Harry Dresden. They'd been on the ground floor of Victor's nascent magic-assisted criminal empire. They'd been prosecuted for the criminal part, too, and gone to a federal penitentiary on drug charges. I froze in place, going completely still, even though I was standing in plain sight. A sudden movement would only have served to draw her attention to me. She went on by, her steps brisk, her expression empty of any emotion or spark of life, just as I remembered. I watched her go into Anna Ash's building. Murphy, taking her cue from me, had frozen in place as well. She caught a glimpse of Helen Beckett's back as she went inside.
Harry, she asked, what was that?
The plot, I said. Thickening,